from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, former First Lady Kim Kon-hee appears for questioning at the special counsel headquarters and apologizes to the public for causing concern. Lee Chun-sok, a Democratic Party heavyweight and the National Assembly's Legislation and Judiciary Committee chair, quits the party after being caught red-handed making illegal stock transactions. And South Korea plans to temporarily begin offering visa waivers for Chinese tour groups from next month. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Former President Yoon Suk-yeol's wife, Kim Kon-hee, stood in front of a photo line on Wednesday before walking into a special counsel team's office for questioning, the first time for a first lady to publicly do so in the nation's history. Kim apologized to the people for causing concern as she faces allegations of stock manipulation, exercising undue influence on party politics, and receiving inappropriate gifts. Kim Bum-soo reports.
Former First Lady Kim Kon-hee appeared for questioning Wednesday morning. As she entered a special counsel headquarters in downtown Seoul, the wife of ousted former President Yoon Suk-yeol apologized for causing concern.
I'm truly sorry that a nobody like me has caused concern to the people. I'll cooperate faithfully with the investigation.
Kim did not otherwise respond to questions from reporters. The 52-year-old former First Lady is mired in a number of suspicions, including allegations that she interfered in the People Power Party's candidate nominations ahead of elections. The special prosecution is also investigating her alleged ties to stock price manipulation scandals involving a dealer of imported cars and a construction company. She's also suspected of receiving gifts from the Unification Church in return for political favors. Kim's defense team said that she will not exercise her right to remain silent, but requested that investigators wrap up the interrogation before 6 p.m., citing health reasons. The special counsel is expected to summon Kim multiple times. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The special counsel team investigating government interference in an initial probe into the 2023 death of a Marine has raided the foreign ministry. According to sources from the legal community, the team led by Special Counsel Im Young-hyun searched the ministry's offices in central Seoul on Wednesday morning. The special counsel is looking into how former Defense Minister Lee Chung-sop was suddenly appointed as ambassador to Australia in March last year, despite being under investigation as a suspect for allegedly exerting undue pressure on the probe into the Marine's death. The team is also investigating how a travel ban for Lee was lifted 3 days after he was appointed ambassador to Australia. In the raid, the team is reportedly securing materials regarding Lee's appointment from the foreign minister's office and the office in charge of personnel planning. A four-term Democratic Party heavyweight has sparked public outrage by trading stocks during a parliamentary session in progress. Representative Lee Chun-sok, chair of the National Assembly's Legislation and Judiciary Committee, was caught red-handed when a news agency captured images of him using a phone to trade stocks under what appeared to be an account in someone else's name. President Lee Jae-myung has ordered a thorough investigation. Rosine Park has more.
Democratic Party Representative Lee Chun-sok was holding a mobile phone in his hand on Monday, trading stocks under his desk during an active parliamentary session, when a photographer captured images of the phone screen. The images came out Tuesday in The Fact, a local media outlet, accompanied by allegations that the chair of the Parliamentary Legislation and Judiciary Committee was using another person's name to trade the stocks. Images show that the account holder was one of the four-term lawmaker's aides, and the account balance stood at over 100 million won, or almost 72,000 U.S. dollars. Representative Lee quit the party Tuesday night, 6 hours after party chairman Chung Jung-nae ordered an investigation, and the party now plans to formally expel Lee. Meanwhile, the Judiciary Committee has been left without a chair, and the People Power Party is demanding the role go to one of its lawmakers. But the ruling Democratic Party has already nominated six-term lawmaker Chu Mie to head the committee. The opposition party pointed out that Representative Yi was in charge of AI policy on the Lee Jae-myung administration's Presidential Committee on Policy Planning. Noting that Representative Yi traded stocks related to AI policy, the main opposition called for a thorough investigation. President Yi ordered a fair and impartial investigation into the controversy as well, according to the top office on Wednesday. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has ordered a thorough investigation and possible punitive measures against POSCO E&C after a string of fatal accidents at the company's work sites. Presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung revealed during a press briefing on Wednesday that Lee instructed officials to rigorously examine whether POSCO E&C complied with safety protocols and whether recent serious accidents at its construction sites could have been prevented. The president also ordered relevant ministry officials to explore all available legal measures, including revocation of the company's construction licenses and bans on public bidding projects. Yi called on his aides to review and report possible additional sanctions, such as punitive compensation, to prevent such industrial accidents from recurring. POSCO E&C has been under mounting scrutiny, with four fatalities reported this year alone, as well as the latest accident involving a Myanmar national who remains unconscious after he was critically injured at an expressway construction site in Gwangmyeong, Gyeonggi Province, Monday. South Korea will temporarily begin offering visa waivers for Chinese visitors starting at the end of next month. Group tours from China will be allowed visa-free entry from September 29th to June 30th, to boost domestic demand and revitalize the local economy as the post-pandemic resurgence of international visitors continues, according to the government. The matter was decided during a meeting of the government's Tourism Revitalization Task Force, led by Prime Minister Kim Min-suk on Wednesday. China has extended visa-free entry to South Korean nationals since November last year. In addition, the government said it plans to expand the scope of preferential screening and simplify immigration inspection procedures, or so-called fast-track benefits, for foreign visitors participating in international conferences. Police have apprehended a teenager they suspect of posting an online threat on Tuesday, claiming to have planted explosives at the Shinsegae Department Store's headquarters in central Seoul. The Jeju Sobu Police Station said Wednesday that it is investigating a first-year middle school student on suspicion of public intimidation, an offense under the Criminal Act. The student was apprehended at his home on Jeju Island around 7 p.m. Tuesday, about 6 hours after the message was posted. He is suspected of posting an online message at 12:36 p.m. Tuesday, claiming that explosives were installed at the Shinsegae department store near the busy Myeongdong shopping district. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index remained almost unchanged, inching up just 0.14 points Wednesday to close at 3,198.14. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 4.89 points, or 0.61%, to close at 803.49. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill. We'll be right back.